Look at this. I got headphones on. I got a mic going. Baby.
If
Huh?
only people could see you now.
Hey, no video. We've gone through this before. No video.
Welcome to This Commerce Life. This is a podcast aimed at small, medium entrepreneurs focused on commerce. I'm Phil, your host, and Kenny, your co-host, will join us as well. And we're going to talk to you about the world of retail and commerce and how things are changing in the world.
Record button.
Yeah.
Without the record button, nothing's happening in the kitchen. Do you know what I mean?
Listen, buddy, all I know is I signed on tonight. I had the video ready to go. The mic is working. I've got juice in the computer.
Nice.
These headphones are still a little static. I don't understand, but they're the kids' headphones. I don't know what the hell they're doing. Like, I still got this mic shit all over the place, but it's okay.
The mic shit's cool. If we're ever go back on video, it looks cool.
Maybe one day. But I'm gonna make no promises. Did you get a haircut?
No, I don't think so.
You look like a little boy tonight.
I think it's the same.
Yeah.
I don't know. Might be losing some of my hair. That's
Let's not go down that path, okay?
Okay. All right.
Let's just leave that one alone. I'd rather go back to shooting video. No, maybe not, because in definitive you're gonna see what we're reading about. Forget I said all that.
You look and sound better this week.
I feel better this week.
Yeah?
Yeah, honestly, I do.
You look
Thank you.
Yeah.
I do. Come to terms. Come to terms a little bit better. I had a good day. I had a good week. We went to the interior, saw one of the major retailers. No, well, I shouldn't say that.
Snow.
Yes, there was snow up on top.
You saw snow.
You're right. I took pictures. But we saw one of the retailers. Really nice group of people. I think we can do some good business with them. So feeling a lot better about that client.
Okay.
I was with the Booze Boys today.
Yeah.
Feel pretty good about that client.
Yeah.
So just one of those weeks where, you know, you kind of.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a good week, right? I just feel good. More thinking, you know, going back into more philosophical.
Yeah.
I think that's the problem I was having too. Is getting too far into the weeds.
Yeah.
Right.
I get cranky when I have to do too many things. If I'm thinking less than I'm doing, then I get cranky. And I think you're the same.
And I think that's what it was. Yeah. I just found it was so freaking task oriented.
Yeah.
And shit that I don't want to do.
Yep.
And there's important stuff. Yeah. But it wasn't the things I wanted to do. I like the thinking part. I like the strategy. I like the tactical. I like, you know, even if it's just ad planning, which is, you know what I mean? That's not rocket science.
No.
But at least you got to think a little bit.
Yeah, and
it's a little bit of a game.
Yeah.
Like, it's just different than worrying about the day to day. You know, it's all important stuff. But, you know, what happens is, I think sometimes, and this is like pretty much all the clients, like one is focused on sales every day. Another one is now that we're on this margin push by the minute, right? But everything is so tactical and so right in the moment.
Yeah.
That if you do that every day, you will lose sight of this game.
Yeah.
You've got to pull up. Yes, you have to worry about all those things. Those things are critical, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. But not on a daily basis. You got to have a strategy. You got to look above. You got to look farther down the road. And then, watch. Yeah. You have to. I get it. But, you know, you can't react on the hour.
No.
It's too North American. You got to be like kind of the Japanese do in business. Yeah. Get out. Long term,
but you're right. Like lots of clients get stuck there, right? Because they look at it and go, today we're going to do this, and you kind of go, guys, like, you know, big businesses are big businesses. They're super slow now, but they do things for a reason, right? Like, and they go ultra deliberate on things because
it is
how things are done, right? Like you got to be tenacious and focused on a thing, right? Like, you know, on the thing, not a thing, but like the thing, right? So, you know, what are your keys to success, right?
Yeah.
Like, what are your keys to success, right? Like, you got to focus on those things, right? So,
and I think that's what we're kind of doing is you're going back to sort of, you know, first you got to always figure out the why. Why are you doing this?
Yeah.
Right? And you're not doing it to make money. That's a result of the why. I mean, all that shit. Yeah. So like, why are you doing this? Like, what, you know, why bother?
Yeah.
What's your purpose? And then once you figure that out, then you can get into some of the, you know, some of the watts and things like that and start looking at the results. But you got to, you got to pull it up, man. You got to pull it up.
Yeah.
Especially the higher up you go.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. If you're going to get up those levels, pull.
Yeah.
You know, guide the ship. Show us where you want to be.
Well, think of like even when I was on that kick, right? I mean, I still listen to that podcast, but I'm not there. But that whole CMO, you know, I'm a marketing guy, right? So I'm thinking like I'm pushing myself to think like a CMO. And the reason for it is because as you go, like there's kind of like salespeople, there's always something to sell. And there's always a listing to optimize. There's always, you know, a promo to measure. But if, you know, to your point is if you don't know where you're going, what are you measuring it all of it for? Right? Like what are you doing it for? What does it all mean at the end of the day? Like people get stuck on that stuff because they don't know what it's for. Right. So you got to know what the tools do for you to help you get to where you got to be. Right. So,
but you know, it's like typically too, is because what happens when you just chase the number, you throw everything at the number.
Yeah.
Right. So you're running and you're getting listings that you shouldn't be getting.
Yeah.
You're focusing products that you shouldn't be focusing on.
Yeah.
You might be selling stuff that really, you know, if someone really sat down, looked at it, it's probably off brand.
Yeah.
Or it's off strategy.
Yeah.
It might be something nice to sell. I get it. That's great.
Yeah.
But you're not going to put a Ferrari in a parking lot of Fords. Mm-hmm. You ain't going to sell it. Mm-hmm. It's not the same consumer. Like you gotta think a little bit.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes what happens, and this is kind of where I'm getting at too, is that, you know, I don't want to be a sales rep. I'm no interest in it.
Yeah.
Zero. I like going to accounts. I like talking, but I ain't going on the street. I ain't not. I couldn't give a shit. It's not what I enjoy. I'd rather go for
it if it happens, right?
Oh, no, like if
it
happens, issue. Oh, no problem.
You'll sell the pants off whatever you need to, but that's not kind of what you're here for, right?
Well, so, it shouldn't be.
Yeah.
Because you know what it is? The team, and it doesn't matter which client I look at.
Yeah.
Everybody on the team that's doing sales, the worst guy is two times as good as I am. Do you know what I mean? That's their gig. That's their I don't care.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to be them. I don't want to be them. That's why they do what they do. Yeah. What I'd like to help them do is the worst guy be five times better than me.
Yeah.
By giving him or her the tools and the thinking and a strategy to get there. What the hell do I give a shit if I so I go out. That's and you're right. Once in a while it's fun to do stuff.
Yeah.
But quite frankly, I'd rather fly a little higher and look and say, okay, what's this? You know, where is this? You know, how does it play? Like, I don't care about next week. What's 4 months from now going to look like? Where's it going?
Yeah. And I think, you know, I'm trying to think of, you know, because so far we've talked a lot of abstract, right? So I think the real life examples to something like that is, you know, when I look at those situations, could I go in and pitch? I could, but what can I do that guy can't do? So tactically, it would be something as simple as, you know, saying to that guy who sells two times as well as you and saying, listen, like, what's the thing that stops you from being able to sell, right? Or watching him and deciding, listen, what he could really use is some marketing collateral, right? Something that I can build that helps answer the customer's most frequently asked questions so he doesn't have to do it, right? That we could prep the customer and maybe he would be doing first level selling right away. Maybe marketing collateral gets him to second level right away or third level right away, right? And then, you know, you dial it up one more notch from there because that's still pretty tactical because you're building stuff. Is then the next step is where do his customers hang out and can I get ads or can I get, you know, can I get a story in front of them that makes them come to him? Because now, you know, he's two times as good, but if they're coming to him and they're warmed up and ready to go, he's now four times as good. Right. And that's where I think Kenny and I both bang on this a lot is because you want guys like us to be, to, to be thinking about that stuff, because as you know, if you're an entrepreneur,
as good as we are at the other stuff, it's a waste of these are our, if we're a resource, you're wasting our resource.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's not that it can't get done, but it's definitively not as efficient as doing the other way. Correct. I had one of the sales reps from the distributor last week. She's a little lost and wasn't too sure. And again, because then you can't see anything, right? So with her, what I did is a very simple gap analysis. Very simple. Not all the products, right?
Yeah.
Two items. I said, just these two.
Yeah.
But we carry eight. I said, I realize that. Mm-hmm. Just these two. And I said, go into your store. But your first, I said, pull it back this way. Don't make the first thing you do the PO.
Yeah.
It's important. Yeah. We all know that. We don't need to state that. Yes, we know that. Mm-hmm. The PO is critical. I said, but instead of worrying about the PO, walk in that store and just look. Look at how the ends are placed. Look at the stacks. Look at how clean or unclean. Like, look at the store a little bit first. Mm-hmm. Then go to the coffee set and look at it. And start looking for why maybe your two SKUs are not in there.
Right.
Look at the competitors.
Right, right.
Look at the placement. Look whatever you need to do. Then go and help the store understand what you're seeing. Right? I said your listing will come. Your PO will be there. But you got to make yourself that person where you become invaluable to them. When they see you, you know what they think? That person's going to look at the whole thing for me.
Yeah.
Makes right? You not just their stuff. The whole thing. Maybe they're going to tell me, listen, you know what? You're missing a sign. You're missing a label. Whatever it is, I don't care. But where we can help is you pull the strategy up and say, listen, it's not about just that tactical 2-second PO and you're running to the next one.
Yeah.
Because then you've lost sight of what this is all about. You're not building any relationship.
Yeah.
You're not serving really any purpose. Like why do I care if you're in my store then? I don't, what do I need you to write a PO? I know how to write.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you know, well, you know what? Even better. Don't worry about it. I know how to write a PO and I know how to find you.
Exactly.
So when maybe I'm better ready,
yet, I'll phone your I'll boss. And if that 5 or 10% commission, maybe I should get it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause you're not serving any other purpose. If you're just an order taker, what the hell do I need you for?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Or if it's in a liquor store, it's the same thing. Don't get bogged down. Remember what your focus is. Your focus there is to sell. Don't worry about the pricing. If you want to make notes and send it to the end of the day to the office, let them worry about that.
Yeah.
Your job there is to satisfy that customer. Focus on him or her.
Yep.
Don't get bogged down into the bullshit that's not in your control.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Anyway, it's all the same. That's sort of where the week has been. It's kind of one of those where you just kind of, you know, I think for my happiness, the same as you do, for our happiness, like when we're both working, as soon as we get too far into the minutia and the details, we get agitated.
Yeah.
Right? Because it's the CMO, CFO, C whatever. Oh, you're kind of thinking, I don't want to be there. I'm not better than that. I'm more capable of helping in a much higher level.
Agree.
And I can do more for you in the long term there.
Yeah, agree.
Right? And you, as whoever the owners are, whatever, you guys need to see that and say, okay, you know what? That's fine. We have other people that are more tactical. Let's let them do it. And let's let these people sort of run the show, but you know what I'm trying to say.
Yep.
That's my thinking for the week.
I like it. I like it a lot. Chris, I think it's like you're zeroed in on what you need to do, right? Like, and you're zeroed in, which kind of like eliminates the things that are pissing you off.
Exactly. And then what happens? Your mood gets better.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I like it a lot.
You know, and then I get the same thing. That's it. Yeah. It's all good.
Yeah.
And you?
Similar week in a lot of ways. The one of the ladies that I'm helping, she runs a travel agency. She's trying to start up something new, and she kind of spent. You know, you can see it coming. And so sometimes you do your best to head it off. And then there are moments where you know that learning is better. And I had she's starting a new business, and she started, you know, advertising and campaigning right away. And I had said to her, we should stop and think about what we want to do first. Like, let's just think about this in capable blocks. She was like, you know, I don't have that much time to waste. I'd like to get this off the ground. You know, I'd like, and I went, all right, let's go. Right. And then sure enough, the next week she called me back. Beginning of this week, she said, you know, I wasted all this time doing stuff. I didn't feel like I was any further ahead when I was done. And now that I've got all these Facebook ads out there, I don't know what they're for. You know, right in with the last thing that we had. And I said to her, I know. So can we sit down this week and let's do some planning before we do anything? Like, let's make this next meeting a non-doing thing meeting. Right. So let's just stop and think.
How about we just talk?
You know, yeah. And let's just, you know, like, chill out a little bit, and let's plan out what things look like so that we're not going, you know, right. We don't need to go anywhere. We just need to figure out where we want to go. You know, so, you know, some of that this week. What else is going on? Press releases.
Still cramming away at those. I still banging those out.
It's that sort of time frame right now, right? So, you know, but it is what it is, and I'm getting some valuable experience from doing it as well, you know.
Are you so believing that, or are you just trying to sell yourself a good story?
No, I mean there's no avoiding it. I don't necessarily believe in press, but there are moments where it's really good for business, yeah. Right? They're not cheap. Like, I think, you know, depending on the markets, right? So everything depends on the markets and who you're trying to talk to. But news media in North America, for example, will cost you somewhere around $1,000 for a press release. If you add Europe and then the UK in there, is probably something like 1,800 US, right? For a decent press release coverage.
For someone to actually cover it or make
For it to get put out on the wire, and then the wire gets picked up by...
Yeah, who do you pay?
You pay a wire company to...
Like Reuters, or are they still around? I don't know who was around.
No, they're not called... Well, I don't know. I don't use Reuters.
I don't know. I know. That's the only one I could think of.
Like, Reuters is out there. So Reuters will publicate, but it's kind of expensive, and
that's more news.
But they'll pick up off the wire as well, and there's a bunch of other ones.
But that idea.
Yeah, that idea. And then so what happens is it basically, the wire basically is the nerve center where writers will pick up large scale. It's almost like a press a press hearing. So you see on TV where people stand up on a podium and they talk and people take pictures and their lights and, you know, like all that kind of stuff. This is just the electronic version, right? So
right. You
put it out there. There is an art to writing this a little bit. You wanted a page-ish. You want an about section. You want people to contact, all that kind of stuff. And then publications do pick it up, right? So I think we got picked up by a whole bunch, you know, Wall Street Journal and Financial Times, and it's huge, and it's not because everyone recognizes that it is a press release, right? Because they pared it back.
Right.
But then the smaller guys like Biometric Now, you have Biometric Update, and then there's one more bio something. They all picked up the story and recrafted it themselves, right? Which is what you really want.
But that's what you really want. Now they've made it their own.
Yeah.
And now you're talking to your peeps.
Yeah.
Right. And then, now you're in the game.
Yeah. And then if you have a PR agency that helps you, the PR guys will keep track of all the people who picked up and republished, because they'll go back to those people with your guidelines to say, hey, like, you should be asking all of these people, would they want to write, you know, do an interview with one of our guys, or would they want to do, an extra story on, you know, NIMI for whatever, right? And you would write out what those scenarios are.
Right.
So, you know, and then that's what happened. Like, that's how you make things big, right? Is the really good marketers, PR people, they know how to, like, work together. And so, Sinead would go out and put this on the wire, and then as they jump in, she'll call them and go, listen, like, I know the chief operating officer there, and he would be a great story for, you know, how to scale biometrics of your own, right? Like, or right. some story like that. And then, so when they show up, now you're getting real press, right? You're getting organic right. press, right? From someone who's interested right. in what you do. So, yeah.
You slog through it though, right?
It's not for the faint-hearted. No. There's a lot of heart attacks. The thing to know that all of this sounds wonderful, but the thing to know is one, you could spend up to $1,800 and nobody could care if you don't write the press release the right way, right? You're going to be able to pitch it, make it interesting. And the other thing that Shanae laughs at all the time, because it happens, is if you make a mistake, there's no taking it back. So you can repost a new, like a revision to the wire, but it's awfully terrible if you do that. And so you kind of like, I don't know, I probably read the thing like 9 times and then I put it down, I go run around the block, you know, and then come back and read another 9 times before I let it go. I think on one of them I made an omission and I called Shanae anyway and just said, hey, so I know the answer to this question, but is there any way that I can retract it? And she starts laughing, right? And she's like, no,
no, it's gone,
buddy.
And I was
like, yeah, I knew that answer already. I just, ugh.
Maybe it changed from yesterday. Maybe there's a new rule.
Yeah.
The day of the internet. Who knows?
It was, in my case, I missed an investor. So there were 6 investors and I missed one. Right. But nobody else caught it either. Right. Through all the proofreads. Do you know what I mean? And then you sort of go blind from reading the things, right? And then you put it out there and you're like, son of a bitch. Like,
because at the end of the day, what's the objective? You want to get it out. So when you're getting it out, you read. Yeah, I read it, read it. I'm probably going to read it.
Yeah, I read it. All
and as soon as you hit send, you think, oh, fuck.
Fuck me. Yeah. That's exactly.
Missed that one.
Fuck me.
And it's always right away. It's that. Yes. You know as soon as you hit send, you're thinking,
Yeah, that's exactly it.
What do you do?
That's exactly what happens.
What do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do?
Not a lot. Not a lot. Yeah. So, I mean, that's going on. email campaigns are getting super complex, but really amazing. You know, we talk about email campaigns. Like, the email campaign stuff is really cool because every show I go to now, we put out, you know, a series of 3. I think we decided on 3 emails after. Mm-hmm. So that's like 1 a week for 3 weeks, right? Where you're, you know, thank you for coming to the show. Thank you for meeting with me. Would love to talk to you some more. Here's some stuff you should read on us. And then thank you for meeting at the show is 1. The second one is, here's something you should read about us. And then the third one is a whole set of questions that help us qualify them as customers.
Right.
Say, hey, you know, tell us a little bit more about you. Now that we're having this conversation, we'd love to know more so we can figure out how to help you the best.
Right.
You know, and then, you know, at that point, whatever they reply with becomes a custom email, right?
Right.
Then what we're trying to do now is build a larger flow into a bigger campaign, right? That runs all the time. And it should be like a series of like 6 emails or 7 emails that comes at the end of these 3 that come out of a trade show.
Right.
It should be canned things like, have you seen this article on our website? Did you, you know, that could be one. Another one could be, did you know something about NIMI that is relevant to your life, right? Would be a second one, you know, and so forth till we get to 7. And then our bet is by then they'll either go, look, you beat me into submission, I'd like to talk to somebody about buying the product.
Yeah, or piss off.
You know, or piss off, go away, you know, unsubscribe me, right? So it's kind of what we're betting on. So,
but I think people need to understand, we're talking, it's not cold calling, spamming.
No,
it's
no
you're way. At a show, you've traded business cards.
Yeah.
You've been given in essence, you got me a business card, it's got your phone number and email address on it. Yep. I'm assuming that means it's okay to call you.
Correct.
So it's part of that game. It's not this,
correct.
You know, we're just running around the neighborhood just so people don't get excited. And, you know, there are rules out there. You can't just go willy-nilly. Yeah. This is, these are leads because someone actually, in essence, you know, passing a business card is an implied.
Yeah.
Well, North America anyway.
Yeah.
It's an implied, invitation to discuss. I don't know, like in Europe might be a whole different, but.
We did. We talked about this in one day. I'll actually know how to reference. I know what episode this was in. This was in the episode when I lost my shit. So at the end of September.
That's not that. That was just a couple weeks ago. But just so people realize, you got to remember, don't think it just means an email campaign is you sit there and start banging out emails to anybody you think.
Yeah.
No.
No,
these are definitive leads, et cetera, right?
Most
small guys wouldn't get in too much trouble anyway.
Just
rethink and make sure you're actually doing it for the right reasons. And
And you know, so anyway, I mean, so that stuff's super interesting. It starts to get a little complicated, but it is, you know, it's a good exercise. We're going through it. I think it's going to be really good for us to kind of have that flow going.
Right.
That also means like it means. That anyone who signs up at your website are taken care of, right? Because, you know, they sign up on the website and go, oh, tell me more. Well, now you've got a flow of like 6 or 7 emails that are designed to give them a real flavor of the company before they ever get to you. You know, it's also effective selling, right? Like now you're preconditioning them, you're teaching them things, you're keeping them, you're qualifying people because they're staying in the queue. So that when you actually get them, again, that salesperson who can be twice as good as you is now 4 times as good as you.
Exactly. But that again, clients, that's really all you're trying to do is just get everybody up to up and going.
Yeah. Switching gears a little, I spoke to the wonderful and talented Lori Shopper.
Oh, I was going to ask you that. Sorry. And what's going on with
So she's just going to take over the show. So we're retiring after this episode. Oh, and
are we going to be invited in or
no, I'm just like joking. I'm joking. You
know, we like being part of things.
No, so Lori is going to jump on, I think once every 3 or 4 episodes is kind of what we talked about. And then we're going to bring either something you, the users, can send us something that you're thinking about that, you know, Lori can kind of talk about in terms of situation wise. Or she's going to glean some stuff out of our episodes. And it would be uncomfortable for Kenny and I, because she'll kind of tell us what's going on and you know, tell us how
we, oh my God, she really listens to you and I, there's a book.
She is. Yeah. So I think she's going to come on November the 14th. That'll be her first.
Awesome.
What would Lori do? Moment with us. So I think it'll be more coordination than you and I are used to, but we'll probably get on a bunch of emails and kind of talk about first topics and stuff like that with her. But
maybe you gotta be prepared.
Yeah, kind of.
That's just too much.
She's so sweet though, and
you but know, Lori's gonna be prepared, not you. Listen, and I listen, have to be prepared.
So I hope Lori, you don't take exception to this, but I'm going to share a little bit of it. She and I were talking, and she said, it was really cute, and I really love her for it. And she said, you know, it'd be really good to know what you guys are planning, you know, so I could thematically come up with things, you know, to talk about at, you know, every what would Lori do situation.
Oh, she's so sweet. She's delusional, but she's her, so sweet.
Lori, we don't... Kenny and I just do what we do. We're kind of like this unguided missile. Like we just kind of launch it and see what happens.
What happens, man? We get shot down. We blow up. We hit a target. Someone's target. Any target.
So it was really great of her, right? Like, you know, that she even assumed that we're
God bless her. But yeah, Lori, you're delusional.
But like, but she's gonna have more organization. She needs.
I don't care what she does. You know, that's better. She's organized anyway. I'll tell you a funny story.
Yeah.
So we're driving back from Vernon, right? And we listened to a few podcasts. We listened to Conan do an interview with Colbert, and then Conan did an interview with Marc Maron.
Okay.
And Conan's asking Marc Maron how you run a podcast. And Maron said, you know, I just go, you just start, right?
Yeah.
he doesn't take notes. He's typically got some ideas of some of the sort of questions he'd like to ask, and he might do some research on the person he's interviewing, but there's no script.
Yeah.
It's got to go where it goes. Right.
Yeah.
So I'm driving back with Richard and Chloe from Pauling Labs, the NRC folks, Martin and Pleasance.
Okay.
And, you know, hey, I want to listen to that podcast you did for CHFA, right? But before we did that, we listened to the last one. And have you ever listened to our podcast? I mean, this is really narcissistic now. So, and, you know, people can tune us out. Have you ever listened to us?
I probably listen to it more for sound quality and like that sort of thing that I actually, you know what I mean? Like, I don't
listen to even see if we make any sense. Like if I was listening, because poor Lori, she has no clue what we're like. I forget what we talk about by tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
So sometimes I go, oh yeah, we've talked about that too. Ha ha ha. You know, oh geez, you know what? We actually, that didn't sound very good. Maybe we should correct that next time. And then I forget anyway. So there's no crap. Yeah. Right. But we were listening to it. I don't know if you've never listened on your own, you should try listening with other people. You know how embarrassing it is? Like how uncomfortable it is to hear your podcast with other people listening to it.
No, I believe really that. I'm not that comfortable already with my own voice, right? Like I totally get it.
I totally get it. It's definitively very weird.
Yeah.
Like very weird. But what it does show, like I found when I thought, you know what, actually we don't flow too badly. Considering really, I know people don't believe it. We do no prep. Like my alarm rings at 7:30 and then 7:58 so I don't forget you. I run to the coffee machine, I hit the button, so I have my cup of coffee, I run upstairs, I try to battle what the fucking kids have done in my office here, I can't find anything.
Yeah.
And then we just go. Really, the only prep is me actually setting my alarm.
When we say prep, it is we're doing the things that we physically need to do.
Yeah, I got to get upstairs and turn the computer on. And today I did pretty good. I was ready.
I
was pretty good today. So quite frankly, people, we killed it today. Like we are so ready.
But I think we flow. I mean,
I think we flow relatively well. We sounded pretty good.
Yeah.
But I guess that's the thing that, you know, and that's why, like, I think Lori's going to have to be prepped because Lori, I can't. I don't know what we're going to talk about.
This is a good moment to say, Lori, we love you a lot.
Yeah, but you're
already said yes. So it's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. Like, you just got to do this, man. you're asking. You can't know. It's not going to happen.
Oh, my God. Poor Lori.
Like, before I came up here, I was on, as usual, I was in a spreadsheet. Because it's the time of year. It's pricing.
Yeah.
I'm hunting for margins.
Yeah.
Right. And things like that. Like I'm not, you know, I mean, I guess we could talk about that. I'm prepared to talk about that. That's sort of what I was doing tonight.
That's, you know, but funny.
That's it. Right.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
But I did listen to a good podcast today. I listened to, an HBR one, Harvard Business Review. Actually, I listened to it twice.
What?
And it's on my phone, and I don't have my phone with me. And it was something about coaching.
Okay.
Because I was thinking of, I don't know, again, I get Lori in my head more times than not.
Yeah.
Because there's always something I'm thinking, you know, and then I do this. I don't know what Lori would do. Like how would you think this one through? But I went on to Harvard Business Review. It's a recent one too. So if you've got your app or something running there, but it was something a coach in this short one. So I sent it to the folks at NRC. I was going to send it to Tim as well, but I just thought it was interesting.
Wait, so it's a recent or trending?
I don't know if it's trending. I mean, well, whatever. I just, you know, my own, the app thingy, and it's there. The podcast thingy. I mean, you don't have an Apple. Whatever I use.
Yeah.
That one. See, I'll tell you how technical. The purple one. That says podcast under it. That one. You think it's an Apple one. So it's got to be at iTunes or one of those.
Yeah, it's probably iTunes.
Whatever. Anyway.
Okay.
But I guess because we're doing so much work right now. Jax does, because you know how Tim is, right? Tim's like all over the coaching, the mentoring.
Yeah.
You know, the rocks and you know, we do check-ins every yep. day that we're there. We do gratitude, what you're working on, what you're helping on. Like it's actually, you know, the first time I do it, it's a little uncomfortable because you're thinking, oh, that's kind of weird.
Yeah.
And then once you start doing it, like, you know, even doing gratitudes, and this guy sort of talks about it, you know what? It does make you kind of ground.
Yeah.
When you're thinking, like, what are you grateful for?
Yeah.
Like, and it could be in that moment in the building, or people do bring up kind of cool personal things, and you're thinking, you know, you got to remember to do shit like that.
Yeah, you really like, do.
Step back, take a really pill, do. Think about yeah. other things.
Yeah.
But I like what he's doing. So we're even trying it at the one of the other clients where we got the Gino Wickman book, the one Traction. You know, it's not yep. it's not brand new, but we're trying yeah. to trying to get our shit together.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. And sort of do what will Lori do. Kind of organize and think. But right now, yeah. It's the coaching thing I'm more interested in.
Yeah. Can
you imagine this? When we started this, I didn't want to do any of that stupid coaching. I didn't want to talk to anybody practically.
Lori, he now said I'm stupid, kind of not me.
More.
I just want to separate in the class, right? So there's me. I've said that you're sweet now? And you're nice and that you're so great. And then Kenny called all your coaching stupid. So I just want to make that
Wow, you are such a like, you know, you're that shit in the school that should get beat up after class.
Usually that's me.
Jeez.
Yeah. Actually, usually that's me until I play the card that Bruce Lee is my cousin, which he's not. But you know, when I was the only Asian in the school, nobody knew any better. I'm in Vancouver.
You can't play the Chinese card here.
Yeah.
That ain't gonna work, man.
No. They're all like. Yeah, we all knew Bruce Lee. Screw you.
Everybody knows Bruce Lee. I've been to Hong Kong too. He's my cousin too.
Yeah.
His mom's side, twice removed. There's Italians.
It's true. It's true.
Might even be a few Russians. I don't know. I got it from both sides.
Yeah. It's true. Man. But that's what's going on. I don't know. I don't think I have anything else. I think that's.
I'm the same boat, buddy. Like, honestly, right now, it's just trying to elevate the game.
Yeah.
Trying to elevate the game. I'm really trying to get out of the weeds. Even with Barry and our other project.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do the same thing. I'm trying to get Bear to do more of the in the weeds work.
Yeah.
And I because I just don't have the time either. Do some of the higher level.
Yeah.
Right? Do some more of the thinking and then And first off, it's good for him to learn anyway, because some of the stuff is not foreign to him, but it's not second nature.
Yeah,
but it's a good way to kind of, you know, just go with it, learn a little bit.
Yeah. No, I hear you.
I'm all over this now. I'm all over this trying to, you know, make the choices, think of the consequences, you know, the fun stuff.
Oh, God. Don't run away, Lori. You've got to help us.
Oh my God, we're beyond help.
I love it though.
I do too. I think it's gonna be fun. I'm actually really looking forward to being on the show.
Yeah.
And we do have some other guests. Like Rich said he would do the show.
Okay.
Awesome. Right. So we do have other people and they're cool stories, right?
Yeah.
Like there are. Yeah. Some people there's some really neat stuff out there, right?
Yeah.
There's some cool shit going on.
I've been delinquent. I need to ask my two guests if they'll come on. But yeah, we should get
it's got to do it, right? Show. It's like anything. Yeah. It's just a matter of setting it up. But you know
so,
what it's like.
So do you want to invite him for next Thursday, Richard?
Yeah, I can ask him if you want. Thursday's Halloween.
Oh, shit. That's not going to work.
Not for our time because...
No. The doorbell will be going he's got younger kids. And yeah.
So they'll be out for sure. And then the weekend after is the 6th or 7th? 7th, I think.
7th.
Now, the only issue on the 7th, I'm in Banff. One of our distributors is having their AGM.
The 7th, I'm in, it's not a big deal. I'm in Boston, though.
So, you know, maybe what we'll do is we'll record on that Sunday night or something.
Yeah.
And then the weekend after is Lori.
What do you want to do?
So maybe on the 21st
for Halloween
or something.
As well. Halloween will have
Halloween. I'm fine. I don't care. We get no kids. Oh, yeah?
Okay.
Oh, buddy. Seriously, I think the last 5 or 6 years, I think the best year was maybe 15.
Okay.
And then the worst was like 4.
Okay. Okay.
We get nobody on our street. We'll like nobody.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll be done. I'm assuming by 11, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah, well before that.
Yeah, no, no,
well
we had nobody.
That. Okay, and then yeah, the seventh we'll just do the weekend of or something like that.
Sure, whatever. We'll figure it out when we get closer.
Yeah. Cool, dude.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's it.
That's it.
I got nothing else for you, man. I'm diving back into spreadsheets.
Yeah, I don't think I've. This
one make really caught up on Peaky Blinders. Just so you know, we're ready to start season 5.
So I finished it already.
Okay, don't say anything.
But I'm literally not saying anything. I'm trying not to give you a face. I'm not trying to.
Okay, no, I don't want to look. I didn't ask. I don't want to know. I don't want to know.
I'm just sad that it's.
Don't even look. Look away.
No, I'm just saying it's. I'm sad that it's.
That it's over. Are they going to do this season or is this it?
I blew through the season too fast. I literally, here's what I think of it, is I went episode to episode and you know how busy I've been, right? Like I've been right behind you, just more settled, right?
Right.
So just crazy busy. I made the time to watch it and then I watched the episodes too fucking fast because I went to hit the next button and went,
it's why done. Is it
redirecting me to another fucking show? Like, give me. Oh, yeah, no. I done already. Didn't. I did. I watched it all. Son of a.
You know what it is? That's the problem with when they do. See, we watched 4 seasons, 24 episodes, I think in 8 days.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with them. Now, lucky I could work through some of it because I'd already seen it. Yeah. But it's just a time burn, but it's so freaking addictive.
Yeah. Yeah.
So addictive.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So anyway.
Okay, my friend.
Last thing, the Interlocate. She's just signing funding, so she just landed a pretty big investor. So once she does that, they're gonna.
Awesome.
She and I are gonna work out how I move over. So.
That's exciting.
Yeah. So that's super exciting. That'll be pretty cool. Yeah.
Super exciting.
Yeah, we've been doing. I mean, we kept doing stuff together anyway. So, but it feels right. This one feels good. So, we'll see.
That's exciting one though. That one could be. That could be really a lot big. Of fun. That one I'll bug you about when you get closer because I'd love to see what there's. It's just interesting.
Yeah, it's got some really neat usages to it already. That I can see, and so I'm kind of excited to get going. So I'm literally just like, have the papers come back yet? Like, how long do lawyers need exactly, right? So, but you know, without funding, doesn't work. So
no, and lawyers need as much time as they get. They bill by the hour.
Yeah. They do.
Or the quarter hour.
So, by the minute, the second. Yeah.
Bastards.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to cut some of this other shit out. Then you got to just do a nice goodbye, and then away you go.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
Okay, my friend. Listen, you have a really nice weekend. And,
you too.
We'll chat with you soon.
Yeah, I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bud.
Okay.
Ciao.
All right. That's the end of this Commerce Life. We'll be back soon with the next episode. Thank you for joining us. We hope you enjoyed it. Give us feedback. Tell us what you think. Subscribe. Like us. Join us. Share us. Tell your friends about us. And we hope to see you next time with more commerce news.